Anyway, so that's what I did. But I also remember when I did get my degree finally. I finished it at UBC and also with another teacher in Vancouver, Jean Lyons. I remember as I held up the certificate saying to my parents, who were there with me through everything and supported me all the way, this, what I have just gone through, getting my degree, will never happen to another child under me. Although I believe in getting a degree, I also believed that music was to be enjoyed as well as get those exams done. And for every child that wants to be a teacher, there are many children out there that just want music in their life to be enjoyed. So I got my degree, and then I knew I was in charge of the rest of the children that I would teach. And it would be done a little bit differently. I still teach Royal Conservatory, and I love to use it as a goal to attain with each and every one of my children. However, today I've come full circle. I teach jazz. If they do a song that I really feel is necessary for their training, I will then turn around and say once a month, okay, you can go into my closet and select a piece of music that means something to you. And sometimes if it's my little boys, I've got Star Wars, or I've got Hockey Night in Canada, and I think I've heard it 2,000 times.
The
However,
original Hockey Night in
yes,
Canada,
that's
yes.
right, the original. But it doesn't matter. It's their choice and something that they want to learn. My little girls are in love with Mary Poppins and Disney World, so that's what they choose. And
So,
jazz as well. I teach
and that
jazz.
kind of flexibility wasn't offered to you when you
Never,
were,
never. No.
not even a titch.
Not even a little
Did
bit.
you
I did
hear?
some on my own.
Did you have some favorite songs though
Oh,
that
I did. But I had a pretty good ear. So if it was a song that I heard on the radio, and back in those days it was Elvis that I listened to occasionally, well, my parents didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't necessarily afford to go to Vancouver to get music. I would pick it up by ear and add my own. So I was doing a little bit of composing.
So the little bit of the, did you try playing Elvis?
Oh,
Was
yes.
that was sort of on
It's
the
now or
sly?
never. Oh, I can. Oh, yes. The one day off that I had was on Saturdays. I did not have to practice the piano. And but that was the day that I spent more time at the piano because of the fact that I enjoyed creating and just having fun with music. And I would play songs that my dad liked or something that my mom liked. And I would usually make it up in my head, but it would sound good enough that they thought, "Oh, good. All that money that we spent on piano lessons has not been
So,
wasted."
what sort of genres would those be
Well, it'd be
typically?
a little bit of Elvis, or my dad had a favorite one that he liked, the little brown church in the valley. And I remember working at that one very hard because Dad didn't ask for a lot of songs, but when he did, it was something that really meant something to him. And so I worked on that one. I even think I got it in the right key, E flat major or something. Years later, I found the music and I thought, oh, look at that. I wasn't far off at all.
Very good.
But anyway,
And
yeah.
did you have opportunities to put on recitals or performances?
Absolutely. June Perry was wonderful with that. Now, she didn't believe in festivals. However, I thought competition sounded like a lot of fun when I was in about grade G8 school because one of my friends took from somebody else and they were going to a festival. So I signed myself up, which was really a silly thing to do when I think about it now. I'd be horrified if one of my students did that. But anyway, I did, and I managed to come in second place.
Very
And
good.
that, back in those days, I think was called the Burnaby Clef Society. However, I don't know if it still exists. Actually, it does. I believe it does
It
because I
does.
heard of it just recently. The festivals that my children go to are Coquitlam Music Festival and also the Northwest Fraser, but that's all out in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam areas. And as far as exams, I went to all the exams and recitals. Once a year, she had a recital. And at a couple of points, I remember she had them in her home. But when she had too many students, I remember going to Vancouver, but most importantly, the one that sticks out in my mind was up Burnaby Mountain, where the restaurant is now, the Horizons Restaurant, did not exist, nor did the university for that matter, but a large pavilion was up there, and she rented that, and it just had an upright piano. It wasn't a grand piano or anything special, but I remember a red curtain that went across the stage. And I also remember the day that my mother invited half the family to come and hear me play, as she was quite enthusiastic about, as it turned out, I was playing the wrong piece. It started on the same note. I proceeded to start playing it and realized that I didn't have that piece memorized at all. It was the wrong one. Uh-oh. And I remember that red curtain going back off the stage and June Perry looking at me as much to say, "What are you doing?" So I just turned to the audience and said, "Whoops, wrong piece," and started to play the other one and managed to get through just fine. But anyway, I don't know how many years she had it up there in the pavilion before things started to change. But it was great fun. Mm-hmm. I was a very happy youngster, I have to say, growing up in Burnaby. We didn't do a lot, but what we did do was fun, just fun.
So more generally, was there a music scene in North Burnaby, do you recall? Like, were there other people your age taking piano lessons or other music lessons?
Well, yes, I had a few friends that took piano lessons with me, but as far as getting away from piano lessons, music in general, my husband played in a band. He certainly wasn't my husband at the time, but I think he was about 18 or 19. And at the top of Spurling Avenue and very, very close to Hastings was a little hall. I'm struggling with the memory.
It's not the Capitol Hill.
No, it wasn't over at Capitol Hill. Lockdale Hall. And every weekend they played in a band there for different groups. It was usually for adults. And so they played in the band, and they played music of the day, anything that, you know, whether it be rhythm and blues or a little bit of everything.
And this would be mid-60s?
Yes, it would be. Yeah, about mid-60s. Yes, around 64, somewhere in there.
Did they pick up on sort of popular music trends of the day?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they played all over the place. They went wherever. They did go to Capitol Hill, because I remember going. At that time, we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I was maybe about 17, he was 19. And it was every Friday and Saturday night, so if I wanted to see my boyfriend, I just went with all the girls that were in the band, and we sat there in chairs and watched. We weren't old enough to drink or dance or do any of those kind of things, so we just sat there and watched our boyfriends as they basically had a good time playing and making money, and then we hoped that maybe on Sunday they would take us to a movie.
And what sort of a scene was at the concerts? Was it well-behaved?
It was always well-behaved, yes. They were adults that would attend those. And isn't that funny? I remember some of our friends' parents going there, but I think it was just a community thing that they got together on a Saturday night, and they took their own liquor, and they danced to the music, and there was never any problems. You know, everybody behaved themselves. It was a good time had by all. My parents never attended those, but I can think of several people that I knew growing up that their parents went there, and it was just something to do on a Saturday night.
So it wasn't loud, raucous.
Oh, heavens no. No. Oh, no, not even close. Yeah, it was very simple life and very, just a lot of fun. We had fun growing up.